أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه. In this ayat, the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was that Allah Ta'ala had warned the Muslims from before that there will be those people who will renegade, who will go against Islam, who will become murtad. And this was the occasion when Musaylamatul Kazzab, who in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had claimed prophethood and said that he is also a Nabi, and he tried to negotiate with Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as soon as he became the Khalifa, one of his first missions and great accomplishments was that he sent an army and a group of the Mujahideen to fight against Musaylamatul Kazzab and executed him and all his followers as well. And this shows also the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, that how long in advance Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had informed this will happen, and exactly like that it happened. In the same way, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rum, where Allah Ta'ala had explained that the Roman Empire will be overpowered by the Persian Empire, which was also a thing which was impossible to conceive at the time. But as Allah Ta'ala had foretold it, it happened exactly like that. And yet this is also proof that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a righteous and upright man. Unlike what the Shias tried to say, and they have made one of their main targets, the Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they say very terrible and horrible things about almost all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They say that they had become murtad. This is a clear sign that the Shia doctrine and their beliefs and their ways are totally wrong. Because as here we see, the Quran Sharif clearly said that there will be the people who will love Allah and whom Allah will love, and they will consequently love Allah Ta'ala. And the first recipient of this ayat was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in face of all odds, when there was when the Roman Empire had mastered 200,000 troops to fight against the Muslims, on the other side, the mani'een zakat, those people who refused to pay zakat, all these people, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we go and see, single-handed was prepared to take them all. And he started mounting his horse to go and make jihad. So he was that person who is referred to particularly in this ayat. And the clear difference between the Shias and the Sunnis is also made, that the clear reference of the ayat refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The Shias, on the other hand, they say that it refers to Hadrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is also a very terrible accusation from the Shia side. Hadrat Muawiyah was a scribe, that is, he should write down wahi for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entrusted with this great and honorable work of writing down wahi. How can a person ever think? But anyway, the Shias, they believe that almost all the Sahaba, na'udhu billah, had become murtad after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that also, even according to non-believers, Christians, Jews, they don't also believe that. But that is what the Shias believe. So this ayat is one proof of the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, as the whole Quran Sharif is. And wherever the Quran has foretold for things of the future, sanurihim ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim, all this is clear proof of the truthfulness of the Quran, and all these things spelled out exactly as the Quran had foretold. May Allah give us also the proper iman on this and our full conviction, and that we have this proper iman. And as our people are getting influenced by the Shias, by Iran, may Allah Ta'ala let our iman not be tainted or tinted in any way by these wrong beliefs, and that we have the proper clear beliefs of the Ahl-e-Sunnah wal-Jamaat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.